The John Daly Show, healthcare.
We hear the term disruptive company or disruptive technology. Hear how Liberty HealthShare is disrupting healthcare while making your business and your lifestyle better. You can even travel with Liberty HealthShare. All that coming up.
What you're about to hear could be the most important radio show for your healthcare. It's Freedom from Health Insurance. This is Liberty HealthShare Radio. Liberty HealthShare is community-empowered healthcare, and it puts patients back in charge while maintaining their values. If you would like more information while listening, visit healthshareradio.com. Here is your host, John Daly.
And hi, everyone. Welcome back to HealthShare Radio. With me is Dale Bellis, the executive director and co-founder of Liberty HealthShare. Dale, welcome back as always.
Thank you, John. It's always a pleasure to be with you. It's an exciting ride every time we're together.
Well, and this is going to be another one here. Medical cost sharing allows people to share medical expenses with other like-minded people. It gives us another way to pay for and manage our own health care while reducing cost and making us healthier. How does that happen?
Every month, John, we ask our members who are a part of Liberty HealthShare to simply set aside a predetermined share amount. It's $199 for a single, $299 for a couple, $449 for a family, and they set that aside in their online account. We call it a share box. That share amount is then matched to another member who has medical expenses. They're asked to message them with cheer or encouragement or prayer, whatever the case may be. And month after month, our share amount is then going to another person who has medical expenses. It doesn't go to a company account somewhere. It goes to another member. Now, that's dramatic.
Yeah.
Because that changes our mentality. We are now investing in the life of another person. We're not paying a corporation. We're sharing in a cost of another individual. It produces a sense of significance when I know that my money is going to another person and not some faceless bureaucracy somewhere. And we communicate with one another, we message one another, and our online technology draws this disparate community across America together in the same place, at the same time, in the same way, every month. And that's the way it works.
And we're like-minded, too, so you feel good giving it to somebody who thinks like you do.
Shared values, shared beliefs. We're all engaged in making decisions together about the kinds of costs that we participate in, and we share those values. In fact, every member who comes into our community, John, signs off on a set of shared beliefs. Now, it's common to the vast majority of Americans. We don't intrude on what your doctrinal beliefs are, mm-hmm. what church you attend. It is shared values, shared beliefs, and they sign off on it and say, yes, we're joining you, and that's why we call ourselves a like-minded community.
And good old American beliefs. But here's something I wrote last year. I wrote a column last year, and I predicted that Liberty HealthShare would do for healthcare what Amazon, Airbnb, Google, and Uber has done to those industries. And I'm not too far off base since we've seen a six-fold increase in members. Dale, do you see yourself as disruptive?
Boy, my wife certainly does, John. She tells me I disrupt her plans and everything going on in the family all the time. I'm high maintenance, I guess. So she calls me disruptive. But if by that term you mean, are we changing the way in which people view this particular industry and give them a whole new way of thinking about meeting healthcare costs, then I would own up to that designation, gladly and happily. Boy, I kind of think of it as a way to reach out and shake them a little bit and say, wait a minute, stop and think about the way in which healthcare is accessed as well as paid for in America today. Let's do it a different way. In fact, let's do it in a time-tested, old-fashioned way. Let's go back to the way healthcare once was mm-hmm. in America, where neighbor helped neighbor. And in our instance, it's tapping into that historic DNA that raises people to a level of something beyond their own self-interests. Now they're engaged with one another in community. So kind of like what the Bible says.
Mm-hmm.
Don't only just give attention to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. And that sense of community and sharing, and that's really, I think, John, is it not? When you talk about the sharing economy, it's America waking up to the reality we're all in this thing together. Let's join our forces together and create and design solutions to issues and problems that meet our self-interests. And that's really what Liberty Health Share is all about.
And you put your finger right on it because you said disruptive. Well, a lot of experts say disruptive is probably not a good word. The good word is collaborative. And that's exactly what we're doing here. We're individuals, but we're collaborating with other people to actually not only help ourselves, but to help the community as well.
John, you come up with some good ones every once in a while. Maybe that's why we ought to keep you around.
I hope so.
You're exactly right. It is. It's collaborative. And healthcare sharing has been that from day one. It goes back to a model that our Anabaptist brothers and sisters have modeled for us back from centuries ago, where Amish and Mennonite would say in our farming communities and in our church relationships, if someone has a need, we're all going to gather around and help them. Then other faith communities borrowed that idea and applied it because really it's biblical. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's described in the book of Acts of people selling their possessions and helping one another because they were in need. Carrying forward that tradition and now expanding it and making it available and affordable for all, that's what Liberty Health Share is about. It's saying, let's take this Christian tradition of healthcare sharing and make it available for all who want to come and join us in this, and to use your more modern terminology, that's disruptive. It's changing and introducing an element of collaboration and change in an area that we thought we were supposed to be doing it the same way all the time. Now there's a whole different option. And that's really what healthcare sharing is.
And you and I have talked about in other shows how, you know, the economy, everything's getting topsy-turvy. A great article in Forbes talked about how many people are moving toward Liberty HealthShare and other healthcare options to keep their family expenses down, but also to keep their businesses afloat. Talk about how a small business person can use Liberty HealthShare.
Well, they're the folks that are on the front lines of our economy.
Absolutely.
It's the backbone of most people's income in America today. And they're the ones, because they're looking out over their own dollars, they're looking for choices and options that really put the consumer-driven solution into place. And I frequently say that if in the arena of healthcare, if it was the consumer making those choices and decisions, it would transform healthcare overnight.
Mm-hmm.
The bloated costs, the unnecessary care, the kinds of expenses that just simply get overlooked and passed on because it's coming out of somebody else's deep pockets would change overnight. That's why we are so attractive to the small business owner, because they see it as a way of really engaging in those economic choices that they have to engage in every day. They're watching every dollar. And so instead of tapping into the conventional means of meeting healthcare costs through insurance, they see us as really freedom from insurance, as a way to meet healthcare costs, not only because it fulfills their spiritual and moral and community-related kinds of values, but because it is economical. So they just simply drop out of the insurance arena and abandon insurance and instead join with Liberty HealthShare and its families and frequently just simply give dollars to the, if they have employees, to their employees for them to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And instead of sponsoring a healthcare plan as an employer, they just simply give additional choices now to their employees. through a bonus and say, here, you make your own choice and decision. It maximizes freedom, John. That's what it does. It maximizes freedom of choice and options, and small businesses across America are turning to healthcare sharing as a way to really be economical.
And I'll give you a great example, because I am a small business person, and being a member of Liberty HealthShare has not only freed me up from some expenses, but what it's done for me since I've been here is that I know every year I have to go to the doctor. I have got to be there, so I take preventative choices. Mm. Liberty HealthShare is saving me possibly hundreds of thousands of dollars down the road because I might not get diabetes. I might not have hypertension. I might not have that catastrophic disease that might put me hundreds of thousands of dollars behind. It'll keep me working.
I call it cost avoidance. Mm-hmm. You're avoiding those future potential expenses that would be draining your resources because you're being proactive. And we encourage that kind of value. And it's one of the reasons why we are so low cost, not because we have some kind of secret in healthcare. It's because it's your money at stake, John.
And I'm gonna watch it.
And you're going to watch it.
Yeah.
And so if we're all self-pay patients, responsible for our own care and our own costs, boy, does that change not only just your attitude, but the attitude of all the other thousands of families that are sharing together every month to come up with creative ways to avoid those future expenses. You're right on.
Well, I talked about my business. My business has a lot to do with travel, and we're going to talk more about that. I'm going to bring in my partner, Susan Anzalone, in the next block, and we're also going to talk about how Liberty HealthShare can help you as you travel, because I know you love to travel as well.
I do indeed. Thank you.
You are listening to HealthShare Radio. I'm John Daly, along with Dale Bellis, the co-founder and executive director of Liberty HealthShare. If you want more information on anything we've talked about here today about Liberty HealthShare, how to become a member, or just if you have any concerns or questions, go to healthshareradio.com or, real easy, call this number, 888-616-9443. 888-616-9443. We'll be right back.
You can control your health care with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare gives you freedom from health insurance.
You can finally make the right decisions for you and your family.
It's not insurance, it's medical cost sharing.
You can affordably control the cost of your medical expenses.
It's a group of individuals effectively sharing the cost of health care and paying far less for it.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that are unnecessary or that violate your conscience.
This is based on shared values.
You are not alone.
With Liberty HealthShare, you're part of something bigger, a group of people who care for and support one another.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your healthcare forever.
It's simple and easy. Visit healthshareradio.com right now for more information. Get qualified today.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing healthcare for good. Check out healthshareradio.com.
And welcome back to HealthShare Radio. I'm John Daly. With me, as usual, is Dale Bellis, the co-founder and executive director of Liberty HealthShare. And Dale, since we're talking about disruptive and collaborative companies and technologies, let me bring in my business partner, Susan Anzalone, who you know well, Dale.
I do know well. And in fact, I need to say at the start, not only is she a lovely person, but she is a sharp, brilliant, insightful business partner of yours.
Well, she is. And,
you know, she keeps you on track, young man.
Well, there's no doubt about that because, you know, even though she has horrible taste in business partners, she's done very well for herself. Susan is the co-founder of Now TV with me. She has worked in direct sales and for Disney and Marriott, as well as owning a direct sales company. Plus, she has a background in film and travel. And Susan, welcome to the show again, despite the fact you have to put up with me.
Well, thank you. And thank you so much, Dale, for those very beautiful, glowing things you said. And I prefer to think of it as disruptive taste in business partners.
Well, and we set up a company so we could work with companies like Liberty HealthShare. Talk about that, how we work with disruptive companies.
Well, and that's exactly right. And when we started our company almost 6 years ago, it was disruptive. I mean, nobody understood online video marketing. Nobody got it. But we knew that it was the wave of the future. And now here it is today. Facebook recently said that within the next 5 years, Facebook itself is likely to be all video content with no more text content. So it's such a pleasure to meet like-minded people like Liberty HealthShare, which is disruptive and collaborative, and just to be able to work with them. I love what Dale says about Liberty HealthShare and the fact that it is high-tech and high-touch, because to me that is definitely disruptive and collaborative, and it also works to the ultimate benefit of all the members. And I love that Liberty HealthShare holds its members, their rights and their freedoms above all else. That's really something very special.
One thing I did not put in here and I forgot was that you are a member of Liberty HealthShare too now.
Yes, no, I absolutely am. And I'm loving it because I love it when people get to take responsibility for their own health and healthcare. And it really puts you in charge. And you really think of a lot more about what you eat, how you exercise, how much water you drink, things like that. They all come into account as contributing to your health and the long-term results that you get with that.
And, of course, a lot of that has to do with staying healthy when you're traveling, because people are beginning to travel a lot. You and I now have our own TV show that's on an IPTV networks. It's also on smart TVs. It's called Undercover Jet Setter. Give folks just a little indication of what it is.
Well, and IPTV networks are disruptive because they're really giving the cable companies a run for their money. People are not just able to access shows like ours, which is content on food, wine, travel, and golf, through their smart TVs and their set-top boxes like a Roku or an Apple TV, but they can also specifically target and pay for just the content that they're interested in rather than having to pay for 500 or more channels that they don't even watch. And so our show brings people luxury travel on a dime. So it really helps them save money, save time, while also going to destinations that people always dream of. And we help them find out where to eat, drink, what to see, what to do. The other disruptive part about our show is that it's not only airing on TVs around the globe, but it's all shot and edited on the iPhone. And so nobody realizes that. But because of the innovation with camera and video technology, we're able to do that.
So, Dale, a lot like Liberty HealthShare in many respects. And just, you know, we actually brought you some insight on an upcoming trip you're going to take to Hong Kong.
Really have an unusual opportunity for my wife, Kathy, and I to go to the Far East. And I know, Susan, you and your husband have business interests that take you there. And John and Susan delivered to me some video travelogues about Hong Kong that we would not have had that kind of insight without it. I'm grateful for it. And thanks for your passion in terms of doing what you do. And I've been a recipient of that kind of insight and guidance. Thanks a lot.
Well, you're certainly more than welcome, and it certainly helped us. But let's talk about, because we've advised a lot of people who travel about the benefits of Liberty HealthShare. The first is Liberty HealthShare's portability. I can use this anywhere in the U.S., right, Dale?
You can indeed. We never limit a member as to what healthcare professional, doctor that they go to, or the hospital that they access, whether they're in the far west coast of America, the deep south, the far northeast, wherever they are in the middle section of the country. You can go to any doctor, any hospital you choose. We don't have a network that limits choice. And that's really what networks do, John. It limits the opportunities and the choices and freedoms of individuals. Maybe we ought to find a name like Liberty and use it somewhere to give people options and choices. But no, we don't limit that. So you can go to any doctor, any hospital you choose. Now, it is voluntary on the part of that provider of service as to whether or not they'll bill us. That is, send the bill according to the instructions of the ID card. It tells them where to send the bill, either electronically or by mail. But it's always an option. We never, again, limit the self-pay patient. So that if you're accessing a doctor and they say, no, we don't do billing, we just simply pay at the counter. That's wonderful. We love that. And so the member just simply makes that payment at the counter, turns around, sends us that invoice, and we process it according to our guidelines and would reimburse that member if it's an eligible expense. In all of those scenarios, We want to be available to our members to enhance and increase choices and opportunities.
Okay. Susan and I have always asked this question to you, so, and I know you've got the answer for it. What about travel overseas? How would that work if I got ill or I'm injured overseas? Does it work?
It doesn't matter to us where the expense occurs, whether it's here in the U.S. or, as you've just asked, whether it's overseas during travel. We have many who are missionaries, for instance, that are a part of Liberty HealthShare. They reside in another country. And when those bills occur, we just simply ask to make sure that it's submitted to us in English. And that's typically not a problem, regardless of what country you're in, because English is the business language of the world. It's the lingua franca of business. Mm-hmm. And so it's translated into English, submitted to us, and we process and reimburse that person, either who has traveled overseas and submitted the billing, or if we need to, convert it to the proper currency and send it to that particular medical provider in that country. So in either way, we support that, cooperate with it, and find a great deal of pleasure, frankly, in helping support our members in that way. Whatever nation they go to, they can feel confident that we're standing with them if they have an emergency medical expense.
So would it be important for members to check medical facilities and healthcare wherever they're going, or is that way too proactive?
Probably.
Okay.
But if you're my wife, you're going to check that out in advance.
There you go.
Because Kathy is one of the most thorough planners that I know. But nonetheless, that's probably a good thing to do if you're traveling to an unknown part of the world. As we are, as I mentioned at the at the beginning of our conversation, going to Hong Kong, and then we're traveling on into mainland China. Don't anticipate or expect any untoward events to occur. But believe me when I tell you, Kathy will have already tracked that stuff down.
Well, and Susan, it's interesting because you and I always mention to people about travel insurance or medical transport insurance just in case. That would actually be a really nice combo along with Liberty HealthShare.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, it's very important in this day and age, and it's not something we necessarily like to think about. But the reality is that you never know when a mishap of some kind might happen. And God forbid you're overseas and can't access help if that time comes. And the travel insurance or medical transport insurance is always there to help you. And then, of course, you've got, for members of Liberty HealthShare, tools like video medicine, when they can talk to a doctor online safely and securely and in English. And that's a huge comfort and a huge benefit. And just another part of the collaboration of Liberty HealthShare. You can't really put a price on that.
Thank you for pointing that out,
Susan. I was just going to say that. I didn't even thought about that.
Yeah,
it was a great idea.
Even thought about that, but you're absolutely right, because that video session can occur anywhere in the world. And so our members have that resource. Besides the fact, as you mentioned, Liberty HealthShare, by us not being insurance, we stand alongside any choices that members make regarding travel or medical transport coverages. We would simply supplement and cooperate with and provide assistance for any excess charges that the member would bear that would be eligible shared expenses. And so thank you for pointing that out. We are always, again, in a place to be in support of and cooperative with our members.
Well, and certainly travel is getting big now. I mean, travel, that's what people are doing, especially the economy is getting a little bit better. You're beginning to see rates going down in certain countries that you can get there. For instance, we just had the Brexit. You can do that. So travel's an important thing, and I think it's an important thing for, and both of you can jump in here, to really understanding the rest of the world.
Well, it does, and it brings us in touch with cultures and experiences that we've never had before. Not to speak of, and I mentioned this only briefly, but want to mention it again, we have an entire movement of people across the globe. We call them missionaries, but they are people who feel motivated to not only carry the gospel to those people, but frequently engaged in social and societal change. And they reside in those foreign cultures and embed themselves in those places to be agents of change in the in those parts of the world. And we have many, many members who live in and travel to those countries. It just thrills me that we have that influence and legacy and impact on the world through our members. And when medical expenses occur, and they do occur, and many times expatriated to other parts, back to the United States, we cooperate with, support, and share in those medical expenses. And so that is, when you mention travel, not just for pleasure and possibly for business, but for career purposes. We are in support of and assist our members whenever that occurs.
And you've got to feel a bit of, because I know we traveled to a lot of different places, so you feel a bit of calm knowing, okay, this is taken care of.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, anywhere we go, you know, we were just in the Philippines, we were in Southeast Asia, we were over in London, and no matter where I go, I feel very confident that I'll be taken care of by the Liberty HealthShare members. But on the travel note, you know, it's a wonderful thing to be able to travel, and it really opens your mind and it broadens your philosophies. And I know you were talking about relationships and community earlier. Here, when you travel, you shouldn't ever be afraid and go and experience all these new relationships and cultures and communities that exist outside of your little universe where you live.
All right. Well, another great show about Liberty HealthShare. Our guest has been my business partner, Susan Anzalone, the co-founder of Now TV and the co-host of Undercover Jet Setter TV. Susan, thank you.
Thank you. It was great to be here with you and Dale. Wonderful.
And
thank
Dale,
you so much.
And Dale, as always, the co-founder and executive director of Liberty HealthShare. Dale, thanks again.
I am so pleased that we had the better looking half of Now TV joining us in studio today. Thank you, Susan, for enduring it.
Oh, thank you, Dale. It was a pleasure.
And if you need more information on Liberty HealthShare, all you have to do is go to healthshareradio.com or call 888-616-9443. 888-616-9443. Someone there can answer all your questions. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Daly, the ugly part of Now TV. We will catch you next time on HealthShare Radio.
You've just been listening to Liberty HealthShare Radio. Liberty HealthShare is community-empowered healthcare. If you're ready to take charge and live out your values in healthcare, please visit healthshareradio.com. That's healthshareradio.com and enroll today. You can control your healthcare with Liberty HealthShare.
Liberty HealthShare gives you freedom from health insurance.
You can finally make the right decisions for you and your family.
It's not insurance, it's medical cost sharing.
You can affordably control the cost of your medical expenses.
It's a group of individuals effectively sharing the cost of healthcare and paying far less for it.
You don't even have to pay for procedures that are unnecessary or that violate your conscience.
This is based on shared values.
You are not alone.
With Liberty HealthShare, you're part of something bigger. A group of people who care for and support one another.
Join the movement of people who share in medical costs and change the way you pay for your health care forever.
It's simple and easy. Visit healthshareradio.com right now for more information. Get qualified today.
Liberty HealthShare.
Together, we're changing health care for good. Check out healthshareradio.com.